Hey, Exocean, how's it going? Thanks for having me on here.
I'm going not too bad, Ryan, but I'm sure yourself and Arthur Cairns, you've had a good week. Good to get a second one in the BRC.
Yeah, look, it's a good stepping stone there to the trying to get the British Championship. We needed to win on Sunday to keep our hopes alive for the British Championship. So yeah, look, it's going down to the last round. There's four of us there can win on the last round. So yeah, look, we're trying to maybe get a podium or even do one better, try and win it, you know. So yeah, looking forward to the Cambrian now.
Yeah, just on last weekend, it was a long event. Started on Friday night, finished on Sunday. It was a grueling event too. But listen, you came out on top, so you did.
Yeah, so there was two separate rounds of the BRC. Friday, Saturday was a round, and they reset the clocks on Sunday, and it was a new round. So yeah, look, we were fortunate to take the win on Sunday, but yeah, a real challenging event, I suppose. A different event than what we're used to here in Ireland. A lot of them top drivers were taking serious cuts on Saturday, and it was a real learning curve, I suppose, going forward.
How would you summarise the year then so far? Obviously, you won the Tarmac Championship after Donegal in your class, and that's now two wins on the BRC. Is it the way that you hoped that it would pan out in the year for you, Ryan, so far?
Yeah, well, the plan at the start of the year was to try and win the Tarmac Championship in the Rally 4 class. Look, and we done that within five rounds. We were fortunate enough to come away with three wins and 2 seconds. So yeah, look, I suppose in terms of that, the plan was got as quick as we could. But look, there's I need to get a bit of gravel done here now towards the end of the year to try and put my profile forward as strong as I can for the Billy Coleman, you know.
And that's going to start this weekend in the Lakeland. So there's three rounds left of the Forestry, and you're going to give that a real crack, are you?
Yeah, look, the plan is to try and go to the Lakelands this weekend. We were having a wee bit of trouble with the car last weekend, maybe down a bit on power. But yeah, look, we think we've got to the bottom of it. And yeah, let's hope we're on the start line come Saturday. But yeah, there's three rounds of the Irish Forestry left. So yeah, look, we'll just take it round by round. We're sitting second at the minute, or third to Craig Rahal. So yeah, look, there's a lot of competition there too in the Irish Forestry. So there's yeah, look, it would look good to have on the CV anyway, if nothing else.
Yeah, certainly would. Obviously, the car has to change. It goes from a tarmac setup to a gravel setup. What's it like as a driver for you making a change within 7 days? How do you go about altering your style going from obviously tarmac to gravel, Ryan?
Yeah, look, it's a lot different, I suppose, in terms of driving style. It's not as precise, and you get away with a lot more stuff. The last time I was in the gravel was in the Grampian. And yeah, look, we were leading, and unfortunately, myself, I ran wide in a corner with a wee low bridge on it. And yeah, it bent the rear axle in the car. But look, you'll have days like that. You can't be perfect every day you're out. But yeah, look, we'll try and get a good run down the Lakelands this weekend and see where it takes us.
Yeah, obviously, I hope is there at the end of the year, after what would be a strong season, that you would be in contention for the Billy Coleman, because if that is the case, it would open up a lot of doors for you next year, Ryan.
Yeah, look, the Billy Coleman is a massive award, even just to have your name on it as a young Irish driver. I suppose if you look down through the years of the people that have won it, they've been very successful. Yeah, look, the Academy's doing a lot of work with us at the minute. The 10 drivers there making their ERC debut in Carradigian at the weekend. Without the Academy, I wouldn't be doing as much rallying this year. And I suppose to all my sponsors too, like all my sponsors are nearly local to Donegal. You know, they've some ties back to Donegal and Frosses. And without each and every one of them, I wouldn't have done this much rallying this year. And I suppose I can't really thank them enough. At times, you do, it goes over your head in interviews. But yeah, look, we're a family run team, and Neil there has a lot of different cars throughout the field. And yeah, look, it's a credit to Neil and Dad and too, and Lee Armstrong was with me there every weekend. You know, without them boys, I wouldn't be fit to do what I'm doing, because all the preparation is to go into the car. Them boys are doing it, and then I'm fit to concentrate on notes and stuff, you know. So yeah, look, it's it's definitely a strong package we have put together for this year, and let's see what we can get together for next year.
Okay. Listen, delighted to catch up with you, Ryan, and all we can do is say congratulations on your recent success and wish you all the best with more over the coming weeks and months.
Cheers, Russian. Thanks for having me.